exactly where that song mentions us. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Navigating unforeseen territory, navigating places we've not been before, situations we've not experienced before. Life is interrupted. Chaos and fear. It's just not the way it has been. And it probably will be like this for a little longer. But in the midst of that storm is a beacon of hope. It's a beacon of light. It's Jesus. You know, sometimes we look at the storm and we forget to look ahead and see Jesus. We see the storm all around us, but we just simply don't see the beacon of light ahead of us. And I pray as you watch online and see our service this morning, that you allow the storm to settle, you allow your faith to rise, and you look ahead and you see, hey, there's Jesus there, the creator of the heavens and the earth. I don't need to fear. We pray this morning that we come into your home, we can bring Jesus with us. I want to pray with you this morning, encourage you that although the storm rages all around, there's hope. Father God, in Jesus' name. Father, I pray right now for each and every one of those people that are listening to us online. I pray, Lord God, for those that are watching online. I pray, Lord God, for those that hear this podcast and watch video in the days and weeks to come. I pray, Lord God, that your Spirit shows up for them and leads them where they need to go. I pray, Lord God, that the storm is calmed. Not because maybe there's a change, but just because we take our eyes off the storm and we start looking ahead and we see your face. And Lord God, we ask for you just to permeate our very lives, change us from where we're at to where you want us to be, to calm us and take our fears to faith. Bless us this day, Lord God, as we do church differently. But Lord God, you're still here. We still worship you. We still believe. We still have faith. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Hey, welcome to our maiden voyage of Calvary Church online. We are so glad you are here with us this morning. This is something new for us. It may be something new for you and your family as you're maybe in your living room or maybe, I hope you're not driving down the road listening or seeing us on an iPhone or some type of Android phone, but I just trust that you're settled in, you've got your coffee, you're relaxed, and you get to watch online today as we have church and you have church at home with us. So we're just so glad you're here. We're so glad that you showed up this morning. Church will be a little bit different for us for a few weeks than we have had it here at Calvary Church for quite some time. But God's not going to take a break. God's not going to say, hey, hold on, we're not going to have church. It may look different today than we did it just last week, because last week we were here in service. What you're looking at this morning is our new sanctuary or our new worship center here at Calvary Church. I hope it looks as good online as it's looking here in person. But it's so exciting to have you with us this morning. I just wanted to speak a little bit to the Calvary Church folks. I know there's many people watching that are not part of our church family here, but I just wanted to speak a couple things to the Calvary Church folks. We sent out a letter to you here a couple days ago. I'm praying that you got that, and if you didn't, please call the church office and we'll get one out to you. But you also can check the Facebook page if you're watching us online this morning. It's the same Facebook page. If you go scroll down, don't do it now, but you scroll down a few pages and you'll see a letter from the pastor. And you can read that. It gives you some instructions. We've done a lot of changes here in the last couple of weeks to prepare for what you're seeing here this morning. We've added text to give and online giving, and you can go to calvarylife.church and you could read about that. We would encourage you to continue to support the ministry here at Calvary Church that you are a part of, and you are our family. If you need anything from the pastoral staff, the leadership here at the church, I would strongly encourage you to call the church office and let us know. Whatever that may be, we want to make sure we continue to connect with you, regardless of whether it's over a phone call or what have you. We're going to make sure that we have communication with you. Each Sunday morning, as long as we need to do this, we're going to have church here online. But today, we're just going to continue to do exactly what God has called us to do, and that's have church. And I'm just going to encourage you this morning, folks, so that I hope that this doesn't get too comfortable for you. Because when we start services back up, I hope to see you in church, because the Bible talks about, you know, getting together, the fellowship of the believers, and we're going to believe in a very few short weeks that we'll be back here at Calvary Church. But for now, we're going to talk about the Word and where we're at. And last week, I started talking about what I'm wearing today. And if you've noticed, I've got this Faith Over Fear shirt on, but that's kind of not the way it's been. And if you were here last week and or listened to the podcast, you realize that that's not kind of how we're feeling. We've been living kind of, you know, fear over faith, as the display is on the screen behind me, and it's kind of been rough. You know, our faith has been toppled. It's been kind of turned upside down, and you may feel, nah, that's not the case, but if we're honest with each other, it kind of is. It's kind of the case because, you know, you're out in the community not near as much, and we're following the instructions of the federal authorities and the state authorities, and even our parent organization, the Assemblies of God, are giving us great direction and telling us how to do this. But it's different. And so there's a level of fear there. We started talking about that last week, and you know, for the next few weeks, we'll do it just like this. You can get updates from the church office on the Facebook page, the one you're looking at this morning. And if you're listening online on a podcast, it's facebook.com/Calvary4Canton. That's the public Facebook page for the church. We'll have updates there often. So you keep an eye on that, and you will be in the know. But I bought this shirt here a few weeks ago. And I thought, this is going to be a great day to preach in this shirt, and here I am, because, you know, faith over fear is where we need to be. But again, that's kind of not where we're at right now, and we're going to talk about that here this morning. It's kind of turned us all upside down. You know, I was praying, Lord, what do you want me to speak about as we move through this season? And I had started a sermon series a few weeks ago called The Comeback, and that got interrupted. But you know, I was praying this past week, and God revealed, he said, listen, you're still going to come back. And I really took solitude in those words from heaven, and we're still going to come back, and I'm going to come back and preach that sermon series and continue where I left off, because that's exactly what's going to happen. We are going to come back. We are going to come back. We're going to be restored. We're going to go from the fear that we're living under back to faith, and we're going to go to freedom. And that's today what we're going to talk about, fear to freedom. We're not just going to go from fear back to faith. We're going to go from faith into freedom and being free once again, because there's going to be something that happens this morning that hasn't happened in your life maybe or mine for a while. And I just think God is going to do something special today, unlike any other time. But we talked about here a week ago, what does faith mean and what does this fear mean? And faith is just trust. It's just trust. And it's harder to trust when things are going rough for us in life. But it's more than just trust. It's really blind trust. It's just saying, I don't see an answer, I don't feel an answer, I don't hear an answer, I don't understand an answer. However, there's an answer, and I'm just going to trust that God's got everything under control. Now, for us living in society and being humans like we are, it's kind of hard for us to grapple with that, because that's something in the supernatural when we live in the natural, and it's hard sometimes to go from the natural and move into the supernatural when prayer and seeking the Spirit and all those things that we teach as believers. But what is fear? As we review, we talked about last week. Well, what is fear? Well, I'm going to read. This is what fear is. This is fear, where we trust God the least. And unfortunately, that's kind of where we're at this day. We're kind of not trusting like we used to trust. And I trust, though, many of you this morning are not living in fear. But fear is exactly that. It's where we trust God the least. It just seems like that's the way it is. See, when things are going well, our faith tends to be really strong, but nothing turns our faith upside down more than fear. A change. You know, I heard this before. It's really easy to serve God when things are going great, but it's really hard to serve God when things aren't going so good for you. It's different. It challenges us. It challenges us to rely more on our faith, more on what we stored up inside of us during the good times. And so now, as we go through these challenging times, we've got to pull deep from within us and say, hey, this is the stuff that I stored up inside of me. Things of God, things I learned, things I know. And I start pulling those things out, saying, hey, I've got this and I've got that. And it's not so bad. I've got some things to grab onto. I've got some solitude. I've got some things that anchor me in life. Just think of some people that don't have that today. If you're listening this morning here and you don't have those things that I'm talking about, if you don't have those types of anchors in your life, stick around for the next few minutes because we're going to give you some. We're going to give you some anchors to hold on to. We're going to take you from this fear into a faith-filled world, into freedom. And yeah, that's going to happen right there in your living room or wherever you are this morning. And what do we do? We talked about this last week. What do we do with all the stuff that's going on right now? Where do I go and what do I do? And we talked last week about how Paul wrote to the Romans. In the book of Romans, he said, listen, be a good citizen. Does that mean? That means, you know, when the federal authorities tell us to do some things, we should just be a good citizen and do them. As long as it doesn't conflict with God's word, and it does not, they say, hey, close some businesses down and close, you know, try to do all these things. We say, okay, we'll do that. Going to be a good citizen. They tell us now to have church online. And so we say, okay, because we want to protect people and be practical and do the right thing, be good citizens. And we have church online and we're going to do that for a few weeks. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. And we want to be the institution that leads by doing the right thing. And today, I'm going to talk to you about this fear, this faith, but freedom. I want to talk to you about living by faith and not by sight. And every morning I get up and I read the news, and many of the 10 Calvary know that I read the news a lot. And so I see this stuff and read this stuff and see and hear about what's going on, just like you do this morning. And Sunday morning is different than it was yesterday. And, you know, Saturday was different than Friday and so on and so forth. But I don't want to listen to those news stories as much as I want to listen to what the Word of God says. I want to fill my life full of what God wants to say to me. But that's all the things that are going on. But I can tell you this, there are so many questions that I have today. And if we're honest with each other, as you sit there listening and watching this message, there's questions that you have as well. We have these questions, and I'm going to tell you, I think sometimes we're just afraid to speak those questions. If we're a believer this morning, Christian by faith, and we know Jesus as our Savior, and we have these questions in our lives, and sometimes we're just not sure we want to ask them. So today, right here online, in the safety of your home, I'm going to ask those questions. You're not with a bunch of people. There's not a whole big church watching you, and I'm just going to lead you through some questions this morning that I am asking. but I know you're asking as well. And I'm going to challenge you with some questions that you didn't even think of. But these are some questions that really have showed up in my life over the last few weeks. God has just dropped them in my spirit, and I'm going to ask. I'm going to ask those questions today, church, and say, hey, is fear going to dominate our life? Or are we going to live like this with faith over fear? And that's where I want to live. But I've got these questions, and here is a big question for you today. And settle in and grab your coffee, because this question just might rattle you a little bit this morning. And here it is. What if God is waiting on us, our response to this situation, before he responds? You know, we pray and we're doing all these things to go to heaven and petition the throne. And what if God is just waiting on our response? What does that mean? Waiting on us to do some things that he has asked us to do in the scripture forever. What happens? God is up there in this worldwide pandemic that's going on, and all these situations and fear and all this, and he's there waiting for the people on earth, especially his church, to respond before he responds. That's kind of a unsettling feeling sometimes, I think. I mean, what is that all about? What? God is waiting on me? Yeah, I think he is. I think as pastor and just a believer, I think God's waiting on us. I think he's waiting on us to do a response. Prayer is a response. But I'm going to review some things here this morning I think he's waiting on. But what if God is waiting on our response before he responds? You know, many of life's greatest accomplishments have been achieved because somebody refused to be intimidated by the impossible. It's on the screen behind me. You know, somebody just said, I'm not going to be intimidated because I think the impossible can be possible. And I think right now, right here, this day, as you watch online, I think that is today. I think that's exactly one of the things God is waiting on. What is that? What is that person that's not intimidated by the impossible because they believe it could be possible? That is the faith that's over the fear. It's the reason why the Church of Jesus Christ exists. Because somebody says, I just believe I could do these impossible things. And then they venture out and they say, God, I'm going to do them. Now, I'm not saying this morning that you go out and do things that are silly. I'm not saying that you congregate with all kinds of people and they're advising us not to do that. I'm not saying that. I am just saying in your prayer time, in your life, that there are those things that you feel like they're impossible. You make them possible because that is the core of faith. Going from the impossible, just not seeing how you're going to do it, but getting to the place of, no, it's possible, and I can do all things through Christ, the Bible says, who gives me strength. This morning, he gives me strength to do the impossible. It makes those things that are impossible possible. That's the core of faith. That is right where faith is. What about this? What if God is waiting on our response to be courageous? If God's waiting in heaven saying, when I see the people on earth rise up and decide to be courageous, to push fear aside and be courageous, well, that's a big step. That's a big step for everybody. Facing fear to rise up and be courageous. Well, what is this courageous thing, Pastor? The attitude of facing or dealing with anything that's recognized as dangerous, facing it instead of withdrawing and running from it. That's courageous. You know, so you're going to face something head on, and you're going to say, I'm going to look at this thing, and I'm going to face it head on. That's courageous. That's the impossible things being possible. That's being courageous. And listen to what it says in Joshua 1:9. It goes like this. Have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. It's courageous. Doesn't matter if you got to go into the store. You got to go into the store and buy food. So you go in there with a courageous spirit. And what is that courageous spirit? God is going to take me in there and protect me as I walk in there. And I just know I can be courageous. And I can go in there and do what God. I got to go in and get some food for my family. My wife's been doing that. You've been doing that. We all have to still do that. And on the way to the church today, I had to stop at the store. Lots of people around. I walked in there just believing God was going to take me and I was going to be courageous. I wasn't going to be discouraged. I just walked and did what I had to do and headed to the church. Being courageous. Is God waiting for us to be courageous? What is courageous? Courage. It's courage. Standing when everybody else is running. That's courageous. I'm just going to stand my ground when everybody is in fear and they're running, and I'm going to stand here and just say the impossible can be possible. I'm going to wait on God. I'm going to trust and have faith and stand my ground. That's courageous. That's courageous. Courage is speaking when everybody else is silent. Everybody else won't say a word. They won't stand up and be counted. And somebody stands up and says, wait a second. I have something to say. That's courageous. Courage is energized when everyone else is paralyzed. That's courage. That's where we're at today, folks. That's exactly where we're at. We're in this situation where everybody's paralyzed, but there's got to be somebody that's energized and said, no, wait a second, just stop. God's not done with us yet. You know, God's not done with you yet. No matter where you're at and what you're thinking and how things are going for you, there is always hope in Jesus Christ, and he can energize you whenever you cry out to his name. And here's one. Courage is holding on to character when everyone else is compromising their character. That's courageous. When everybody else is doing the wrong thing, it goes like this. Courage is overcoming our fears and doing what we know is right. I know it's right to listen to the authorities and say, hey, don't go to gatherings of, what, more than 10, or, you know, it just takes courage to do that. I read a story last night that in another country, I'm not going to say where, they just decided not to do what their country recommended they do, this social distancing, just take a break for a few weeks, and many people were infected with this disease, all because they didn't listen. It takes courage to overcome our fears and just do what's right. You know, I see online it talks about all these spring breakers still doing spring break on the beaches down south, and I just kind of shake my head. And now they're closing down beaches and saying, hey, go home. It's not the right thing for them to go in the time of national crisis. You know, it takes courage, people. It just takes courage to do the right thing. It's easy to do the wrong thing, but it takes courage to do the right thing. And, you know, I remember a story in the Bible, and many of you do too, that, you know, I grew up with this story. My mom told me this story all the time. It's a story about David and the big guy, David and Goliath. I think I've heard that story more than any story growing up in the Bible. David, you know, full of courage, just a kid. He had courage. when he's a kid, he's out there. He's a shepherd boy, and he's out in the field, and no one's around. And, you know, he's guarding the sheep, the flock. And, you know, it wasn't a glamorous job. I bet you didn't pay much. Bet you it was kind of a low-paying job. Bet you didn't pay at all. Dinner that night. That's about it. But here comes a bear, the Bible says, and he would wrestle and defeat the bear. And a lion would come, and he'd wrestle the lion and defeat the lion. And, you know, the story goes on. And then as he gets a little bit older, the bigger challenge shows up. He faces this Goliath, this Philistine, this big guy. Scripture talks about maybe over 9 feet tall, and that's a big guy. It talks about, a little, you know, if you know the scripture, you know, that he had a spear, and the head of the spear could have been, what, 15 pounds or so. The breastplate thing, the armor he would wear, what, 100 and some odd, 125 pounds or so, or whatever it is, right? And that's a big guy. You start putting all this stuff. And this man, this boy, stood in front of him, in front of the giant with courage, and looked at him and defeated him with this little slingshot. You know the story. Didn't run. Didn't take off. Even when the crowd screamed for him not to do it, and people tried to keep him from doing it. You know, this boy faces a giant, and he goes up to him with courage. I could just see it. You know, my mom would tell me the story. I could just see it, and he's just this little guy, and he's, you know, he's looking way up there, and there's this big mountain of a man. And he didn't turn or run away. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders, is what the song was. That's exactly what happened. God, just lead me into this situation. I don't have any borders here, but I got trust. I've got trust, God, in the midst of the giant called COVID-19, that no matter what happens, you are with me. You will never leave me. You will never forsake me. I am here with you. And I face this giant, and I have trust to go from my fear to my faith to freedom. That's what the boy thought. And that's growing up. I remember the story. What a story it was. Why wasn't this kid terrified of the giant? Why wasn't he running in fear like everybody else was? You look into the Bible and you know the story. It's because he trusted. He had trust. Do we have trust today like that? Do we have trust like that to fuel our courage? You know, David also pulled something that I mentioned here a few minutes ago. He pulled from past experiences that he had stored inside of him. And he pulled it out. He remembered God delivered him from the time of the bear and the animals and the lions and the battles that he fought out in the field with the flock. And he says, I am ready for this. I know God will show up. And so he faced it. He had something to draw from. He reached down in there and pulled it out. He remembered what God did for him then. He just moved forward and said, God, and he defeated that man with a rock, a little pebble, the Bible says. It's a powerful story. Here's another question for you. What if God is waiting on our response to look upon him and not the circumstances? I mentioned that too here a few minutes ago. I said, you know, we're so wrapped up in the storm, we're forgetting who's in the middle of it. Where we draw power from. The storm rages, and what if God is just waiting on people on earth to respond and say, forget the storm, face your fears and come to me? What happens if he's waiting on that? What do we do then? And the longer that we don't do that, as you're watching from at home, if you don't know this Jesus that I'm speaking of, if you're waiting for the scientist and all these things to lead you through this, I will challenge you this morning. Don't do that. Because God's probably up there waiting for you to respond away from the circumstances and look to him. I tell you, that's exactly what I believe he's doing. And I find in this scripture, Isaiah 35:4, it reads like this: "Say to those with fearful hearts," that's us today, "be strong, do not fear. Your God will show up. He will come with a vengeance, with divine retribution," that means payback, "and he will come to save you." There's a song out there that, you know, I remember growing up. The song chorus goes like this. I don't know much about music, but this is one I remember. It goes like this. I have it in my notes. "Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace." You know, you can't get it any more powerful than that today. It just tells you right there in the midst of the storm just to look away from everything else and just focus on Jesus this morning, and everything else grows strangely dim and freedom is in front of you. It's powerful. What about this question? What if God is waiting on our response not to worry about Monday morning? What if he's waiting on us not to worry about tomorrow and just to worry about today? No, it doesn't say to worry. Just to focus on what's happening today. You go to the scripture and it just pops out at you in Matthew 6:31. We've read this one in this church before, and it goes like this. "So don't worry saying, what shall I eat? Or what shall I drink? Or what shall I wear? Or here's the one I put, or where my toilet paper is going to come from." That's the big thing, right? It's right into the scripture. No, it's not, but that's what I put in there. "But seek first the kingdom and all his righteousness, and all these things will be given unto you as well. Therefore, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." What happens if God is just waiting for the people on earth to stop worrying about tomorrow and focus on today? Why? Because his word says that. So, you know, I'm gonna just do that. I'm just gonna focus on today. The Bible says don't even worry about it. It's got enough worries. I just gotta focus in on going from my fears to my faith to my freedom. And that's exactly what we do. What about this one, church? What if God is waiting on our response just to trust him? What happens? God is just waiting on us in this response to say, "I give up. I have no control over this situation. My fear does me no good. It gets me nowhere. It does nothing for me and my family. I will be practical. I will be a good citizen," like Paul wrote to the Romans, "just do all the right things. I will have courage. But if I don't trust him," maybe God is just waiting for us to finally say, "Okay, God, I trust you." And if we never get there, maybe things just wait longer and longer and longer because God's waiting for us. See, I think that's a fact. I do. I think God is waiting for us to trust him more than we ever have. And if you're out there today and you don't even know who I'm talking about, he's waiting on you to come to him in trust and accept him as your Lord and Savior. That's called faith. What if God is waiting on me? And my response, trust him more. Or you. He's waiting on us for trust. The psalm says it like this in Psalm 56:3. It says, "In the day when I am afraid, I will trust you." Guess what? That day is today. That day is today. This Sunday, that's today, that's this day. If you are living in fear and not trusting, the scripture is clear. Today is the day. Today we trust more than we ever have. Today we have more courage than we ever had. Today we make this change, church. We kick fear aside. We put faith on top of the fear. We upset things put it in perfect perspective for what God wants us to do. And we put it just like this on my shirt, faith over fear. And here's one for you. In the midst of the storm, Psalm 46:10, it says, be still and know that I am God. That's a tough one. When the storm, like I mentioned just a few minutes ago, is raging all around. You just got to sometimes just push all the things aside. You've got to push the storm aside. You've got to push the fears aside. You've got to push the news aside. You've got to shut things off. And you just got to sit there sometime, church, and do exactly what the scripture says in Psalm 46. Just be still and know that he is God. That means just be still and know that he has everything under control. No matter what you think, he's got this. God's got things under control. I don't know the answer to the questions of some of you, but I know that these questions that I propose to you today are all in the Bible, and there's your answers. What if God is just waiting on us to accept the fact that he's got this? That he's just got it. What if God has just got this? There's that trust thing again. He's just got it. No matter what, no matter what you see, no matter what you hear today, no matter what the story is on the news, he's got it. Maybe he's just waiting on that. Maybe he's just waiting on me and you just to say that. God, you got this. I think God is waiting on us to respond before he responds. Church, let's commit that today, that this is the day that we will turn from our fears into freedom by responding to God's word over this current situation. This situation is painting fear as its picture. We're viewing it instead. We're viewing that fear picture that's being painted in our lives by the news or whoever. It's this fear picture, and that's not the picture that God wants us to view. God has entrusted us to walk in his picture and how he wants us to do it. See, there's a decision we make between faith and fear. And I'm going to put this in real practical terms for you this morning. Let's just say, after you're done watching this church service online, that you shut it off and you flip through your computer, your phone, and there's this big story. They found a vaccine. And it's going to cure everything. It's the story I read just 2 or 3 days ago. So now they think that they've got some vaccines. One in particular, that's really made for malaria. Now the news stories are picking it up saying, hey, this could work. People are responding saying, hey, this could work. And here's the situation. You could have this vaccine and you could take it and it may work, may not. Never hurt you. You know, it amazes me how people are getting so excited about that. So much fear, and they're saying, wow, it's out there. It could happen. It could be me. It could be my family. This is great news. It is great news. But then I have something greater to you. The Church of Jesus Christ has been shouting from the rooftops for centuries. We have the answer. We've been shouting from the rooftops that we've got the answer to life. We've got the vaccine. that will change you, make you well, drive fear out of your life, change your family, change your heart, change you for eternity. And some people still haven't listened. But it amazes me how now we see in the natural, now in the scientific arena, this vaccine or vaccines, if you take this, and people are like, wow, let's do it. Well, we have the bigger vaccine. We have something that can infuse into your very life, life change, drive out fear, and give you freedom, and give you eternal life. And I'm going to offer you that vaccine right now. I'm going to put your faith right over your fear, and I'm going to make that offer to you right there in your living room. And I'm going to say a prayer, and I'm going to ask you to say the prayer after me, wherever you're at. And I'm going to give you a vaccine that will never hurt you, but will only help you. You have nothing to lose. And everything to gain. Eternal life. Victory over fear. You'll watch as God Himself floods your life. Heals you physically and touches your life physically, emotionally, spiritually, of course. There'll be a change. Might happen instantaneously. Spiritual side will. God will feed your spirit, and you'll feel different. So I'm going to ask you right now, in your living room or wherever you're at, to bow your hearts and repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I am fearful. I need faith to drive out my fear. I need this faith to give me freedom over my fear. So, dear Lord Jesus, I accept you today as my Lord and Savior to drive out my fear and give me freedom. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer with me, don't be afraid to contact Calvary Church at calvarylife.church and let us know that your life was changed. You can go to journeyonline.org, that's journeyonline.org, and get all the materials you need as you go through your spiritual journey. Now that you're living for Jesus, life is going to be less fearful. And I challenge you to continue to take those steps. Have your faith now dominate your fears and live in freedom. We love you. Bless you all. We pray you come back next week and listen online as God takes us through more of a wonderful journey. God bless you.